Kelly. Do you still have in your computer somewhere the back of the practice period booklet that you, well, if you find it in there somewhere accessible, you might send it, if you would, to this koan group, because the design that Mary Kay made for it is it's so right for the solstice, and the quote is so right for our conversation today. It's the koan that says, "The bright road that the ancestors knew is right in front of you, in everything you see and hear." That one's a good companion, especially in, I love the way it kind of keeps company with the ones about being in the dark, yeah, feeling your way along. How can those two sort of together be companions for the way, you know? When it's dark, it's go for it, you know, darken again, go, let be in the dark. And at the same time, it's good to remember that the bright road that the ancestors knew is right in front of you in everything you see and hear. You're never separate from it. So sometimes it feels more one way, and sometimes it feels more the other. And it's like we can call upon them. So hello, everybody. It's wonderful to be together. Some of us are actually on a different screen at this hour, because some are attending the PZI retreat, which is ongoing, and I'm doing a kind of interesting weekend retreat myself, with one foot in one and one foot in the other, which I'm enjoying very much. So it's great to be here with you right now. I'd like to begin with some meditation, and just bring maybe I'll say a word or two about how this week's cons poems came together. I think partly last week's instruction, contemplate, meditate, then the portals will suddenly have neither front nor back. Look, see, then you will be the portal that is the gateway that enters itself. Observe, be observed. Then you will be the eye that looks into itself by its own light. I think that last line sort of spoke to me about the time that we're in. Where here it is, midsummer, just past the solstice. Early summer, really, but it kind of feels like midsummerish once the longest day has happened, and the plants are coming into their fullness, and there is just so much aliveness all around. And in the midst of that aliveness, there's a presence of death and sorrow and fear and confusion. So there's a sort of intensity of inquiry about the way that I notice anyway, the heart full of the presence of life and questions about death and difficulty. And connection and disconnection. And so it felt the impulse of my own heart mind was after doing a lot of inquiry about being in a bardo, about going being in the dark, an underworld, all of that, I found my own heart mind tending towards an exploration of the light that is here, the light that has come from all of our ancestors, the light that lights our way from them, and the light that we wish to bring, that we wish to be in the world, the light that we're made of. The presence of it. And the cycles of it. The rhythms of light and dark that help make a vessel for us in the midst of what feels so much like chaos sometimes. Something like that. And so I'd like to bring into our meditation these shards of the light, Joan would say, for our enjoyment and our inquiry. So let's begin meditation, and I'll bring in a poem or two, and a koan or two. Okay. It's not peripheral, it's not irrelevant that our presence here together is a matter of light. It is light coming from the screens in front of us that brings each other into our mutual presence. And how amazing is that? Thank you. So arrive. Seat your whole self in this field of being that is right now, here. A here that we call into being with our bodies, hearts, the light of our heart minds. Here we are. Here you are. And that is all that here asks of you. That part is already complete. You are free. To inhabit this here. All together. A here that can only be created by your being in it. Already here. What is it like here? What is it like being you here? Breath bringing the energy and the stuff of this time and place right into you. Alighting in you. breath leaving you energized by the warmth of your body and the inner workings of you released into the world. Breathing in and breathing out bird song and sorrows and the little pleasures of the day. Light poured into the earth, heat into the earth, light and heat rising now from the earth, flowers and fruits. The grasses and bunny rabbits. Two bear cubs scrambling up and down my scotch pine. Light and heat. Anguish of those who are ill and of those who are caring for them. Light and heat. and all of our longing to feel our way into Earth's wisdom for us. Light and heat. Henry David Thoreau writes, "With all your science, can you tell how it is and whence it is that light comes into the soul?" sometimes. Sometimes the light sends us down, down, down into Anna Spear wrote, whether in daytime or nighttime, always I carry inside a light. And I was reminded of her words reading Jim Harrison's poem. Feeling that light inside as I read. Who remembers Wang Jie, the real human-like multiplied sunlight? No one, of course. But his words are a lamp for any fool's feet. He can't stop you from drowning, but he can keep you out of the boat. This water is meant for careful wading, but imagining my ears are gills, I still dive there at night. Imagining my ears are gills, I still dive there at night. And sometimes the light shines up to us from underneath, surprising the heck out of us. EQ writes, "The instant that crow laughed, our hearer rose up from the ordinary dust. In this morning sunshine, an illuminated face sings." Since here is complete, always, and always made out of you and everything, arising together, there is no way you cannot be it. There is no way your being it can be imperfect. There is no way you can fail to shine with this light, and you don't have to understand it. How do we honor this? How do we express our gratitude? How do we touch it deeply here? In the cool mornings, here in the hot middays, here in the long evenings. Here under the summer moons. How do we touch it with our feet? How do we let it steady us in hard times when it feels like we can't find a way? In ancient Rome, there was a festival just before the summer solstice called Vesta, in honor of Vesta, goddess of the earth, sacred fire, the hearth, I'm sorry, goddess of the heart, sacred fire, and the earth itself. During the festival, Roman women visited Vesta's round temple. Walking barefoot through the city, as though stepping on the older, deeper contours of the land, marsh and field and hill, underneath the paving stones of the streets.